Triumphing Over the Telephone by Stephen Lynn. My wife and I have a very dear friend of many years' acquaintance who frequently calls us to talk. In fact, he calls nearly every day. He shares his life with us and we with him, and we have a close bond of affection together. My wife and I were having a lovely morning together. We had been engaging in sexy verbal foreplay and feeling each other through our clothes, as we often do, but nothing had really progressed past that point. Often it never does. It is our way of feeling close and connected. Sexual talk and touch are a constant reminder of the unique bond we have as husband and wife. She was behaving a little more aggressive than usual when the phone rang, and it was our close friend on the line. As I started talking to him, my wife rubbed her hand across the front of my pants and felt the bulge underneath. I grabbed her hand and held it there, and a smile flickered across her lips. She started to undo my belt buckle and unzip my pants to get better access. Then she reached inside and gave her best friend a squeeze before caressing him in a seductive fashion. While our friend told me all about his work and what was going on there, she grabbed my hand and led me to the couch. Pulling my pants off and tossing them aside, she pushed me down on the couch. Next, she took her shirt off to expose her luscious, bare breast and got down on her knees. They bounced and jiggled as her knees hit the floor and her nipples stood erect and stiff. She spread my legs apart and began to rub her breast against my thighs and swelling cock. Our friend had now changed the subject, telling me about his family issues as she plunged my erect member all the way into her mouth and began to lick and suck her way up and down my shaft. She could hear the conversation he and I were having, while she looked up in my eyes and used her tongue on my tip, swirling it around. Then her lips popped on and off the head of my love muscle a few times before she plunged it deep into her mouth again. I reached down and fondled her breast with one hand and pinched her nipple between my fingertips. This went on for several minutes. Soon I could feel my climax coming. As my friend was telling me about his efforts to help his kids with their homework, I erupted and shot hot ropes of cum into her mouth and down her throat. It was all I could do to not verbally express my pleasure as my back arched and I thrust my exploding cock deep into her mouth. She licked and sucked me for a few minutes more, then put her tongue deep into my mouth where I shared the taste of my cum with her. She gave me a last squeeze and a kiss, brushed her tits across my face, and walked off with a huge, satisfied smile on her face. She wasn't going to let our friend get my attention away from her, and her triumphant smile conveyed in no uncertain terms, "See, I can get you anytime I want." Our friend had no clue what had just happened, but he probably wondered why I was unusually quiet on my end of the line that day.